watching me.
And welcome to Jay and Jack's March Patrons Choice podcast. I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me, yours truly, Colleen, to bring my awesome topic, tips for tracking your significant other on the iPhone, voting that the number one choice for this month. So I guess let's just get right into it. In case you know you don't know, the iPhone tracking feature, if you go to click on details when you've got somebody else that has an iPhone that is on the blue iMessages, you can turn on location sharing. This is great. You know, it's an awesome feature, especially if you're a wife who has a husband that likes to fast food cheat on you and you need to know every time that they're at Bojangles. It's a great function. I mean, it is. So here's what you do, okay? The first thing that you have to do is you have to make them think that it's their idea to share their location with you. So, you know, for instance, you could, you know, gently place some suggestions, you know, a little reverse psychology, make them say, oh, you know, I'll send you my location. So that way you're right. That is, it is a lot smarter for you to be able to see where I am when we're sitting in traffic or, you know, rather than texting or something. So That's you know, your first thing is it's got to be all their idea. Or second of all, actually, there's no second of all. If all else fails, just grab their phone when they're in the shower or going to the bathroom or something and just turn that location sharing on. Anyway, April Fools! What?
What? No, it's a great April Fool's joke. I think you got everybody.
I wasn't really voted. I wasn't the most popular girl at the dance this week. So thanks for letting me at least do this outline that I prepared before everybody changed their votes.
No, it's a good April Fool's joke because, seriously, it's a great topic.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go cry into a glass of wine. Just kidding. I'm pregnant. Ha! April Fool's again. Just kidding. I'm going to go have that glass of wine. Anyway.
All right. Well, can we do the actual picked topic for this month, which was Jane Jack TV?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, because I guess it's my show. So get out of here.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to Jay and Jack TV. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the March Patron's Choice.
I could go for a nice pastry right
podcast.
Now.
Podcast. Yes, as voted on by you, our patrons, over on our Patreon exclusive Facebook page. Thank you so much for not only making this specific show possible, because this is part of the benefit of being a patron that contributes $5 or more a month, but for making all of our podcasts possible. So big thanks to all of you listening to this show, because you are the foundation by which we have built this podcasting church. Was that
church?
Yeah, that whole, you know, like Peter built the rock of our faith thing. Foundation of a church. I don't know. I was just
you're really, really getting high on yourself here.
No, I was just saying it's Easter
the
week.
The church
so.
Of Jay and no. Jack. Maybe we can get the like get the whole glass cathedral thing they have. And what's it? Schultz was the guy that had that glass church, whole glass church thing.
The what?
I don't. The glass, the big church in California somewhere. Where
Thomas, like the LDS church in San Diego?
No, not that one. It's the guy who used to be on TV. I don't know. Just never mind. I can't remember the name.
Oh, was he like one of those like mega church TV guys?
Yeah, he had the. It was a huge glass, just huge church.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it always sticks out in my mind like, wow, that's a nice church. That's a Wisconsin sunrise.
How you doing, Jack?
Outstanding. A little tired today, but I'll make it. I'll survive.
I'm a little tired, too. I'll talk about it more on our patrons-only hangout later.
Well, you know what? I'll do the same thing. So there. You're not going to one-up me.
We're here to talk about the TV shows we've been watching since the last time we did, I think for December it was picked.
And sorry, Don, no, we're not doing Vikings. I watch Vikings, but I'm 6 episodes behind on Vikings. In fact, my DVR kicked one of them off, so now I have no way of going. I'm just going to have to binge watch it this off season.
Well, I was hoping, because like the prevailing vote for a little while, I think it's more of a joke than anything, but was going to be Colleen's tracking podcast. Because like, perfect, one that I don't have to do. This is fantastic.
Well, at first it was the OJ. It was the OJ thing, and I'm like, oh, I stopped after the 3rd episode. I'll have to go back. So I voted. I usually don't vote because I don't count the votes, but I sneaked in a vote there for Jay and Jack TV just so I wouldn't have to go back and watch OJ. Not that I don't like it. It was interesting, but I lived through it. I don't need to hear it about it again.
Is it too soon? Like maybe give it another 10 years or so?
No, it just, it was interesting, but it's like, once you fall, it's one of those shows you fall behind going, I don't need to catch up. I know the ending. spoiler alert, he gets off. Sorry. So
well, you know, it hasn't been confirmed yet, right? Something like that. I know they found a knife, but the evidence was inconclusive or something like that.
Wasn't part of the thing,
but either way,
that was just someone trying to make a I had this knife was given to this police officer 13 years ago, and we just found it again.
Do you think that was planted or at least brought up because of the TV show?
Oh, I think it was 100% brought up because of the TV show.
So, what good better way
to get FX, what better way to get free advertisement?
Yeah,
it's like me building a nice big you building your church, or the Church of Jay and Jack.
Now, I mean, did you ever see the John Oliver bit? I think his last season where he started his own church.
I did not know,
because it was kind of talking about how like the churches are tax exempt and how some. Like of those kind of like TV evangelists and stuff take advantage of that, and they like, you know,
really
make these opulent churches and have these gigantic homes because
I said my Lord
because they don't they're not taxed, they don't pay any taxes on all that money. But anyway, but
there's some legitimate churches that do a lot of great things for their community.
Absolutely,
and I agree with 100%. Those people should be tax exempt. Some of these other people. Come on now.
I could start
a church and just say, you know what, I'm a church.
Well, that's essentially what John Oliver did, because like there's very like few. I think they show like the FBI only audited like 3 churches in like a 4-year span,
FBI
or something like that.
The IRS or the FBI?
IRS. But anyway, neither here nor there. But John Oliver started his own church to kind of show how easy it was to start your own church.
I'm gonna do that tomorrow because I'm paying too much in taxes. So I'm gonna just say I'm a church. I'm just gonna change my name to Church. Would that work?
Yeah, I guess. But you'd actually have to.
I can't. I don't have to pay taxes because my name is Church.
Well, it would be the revenue that is brought in by the church, I think, is what would be taxed.
Yeah, anything that I'm making is part of my church.
But if you're working a job, that's not a church.
But I'm doing the job just to bring money into my church.
So you'd have to make the money, then donate, but you're already paying taxes on the money that you make, unfortunately.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to say at the end of the year, say that money should come back to me because I was a church.
Wait, you yourself, the person, is a church.
Oh, yeah, I'm a church. Church of Jack.
My body is a temple.
Yes, exactly. At least I think so.
But
not anymore. Not the way it's in. I'm in bad shape. So
yeah, you know, it's one of the targets at $2,000 a month for the patrons, and we talked about many times, is Jack's Survivor audition tape. And you were very young and youthful then. It was only, you know, a little over 10 years ago.
Yeah, you showed a clip the other day, and I was like, wow. I aged a lot in the last 10 years.
But that's with the hat, though. But there's clips of you without the hat, which is kind of old, too.
Oh, you can still see the old, I'm old?
Well, because that was before you started just shaving your head, so you just had these, like, wispy little remnants.
You and your mom call them wispies.
Because it was just like these little... these little
trends. Hey, I gotta shave your wisp because she cuts my hair. You got some wispies here. I go, what is a wispy?
It's like a little wispy thing. I don't know.
It's what I'm gonna call my church. The church of wispies.
Let me pull up in the dictionary and see. But yeah, wispy. I think it's just like a light thing, like a light thin thing. Let's see, wispy.
A wispy.
Wispy woman. Wispy is fine feathery.
Oh, okay. You guys are correct. I thought it was just one of the words. You know how your mom makes up words sometimes?
She does. But that's what's tough about my mom, your wife, is she makes up words a lot, but then she also brings in some real words that sound like they're made up, but
right.
You could never trust the words that she says.
This whole time I was thinking she's just making this up.
Yeah. It was like when I was a kid and I was one of those like bratty know-it-all young teenagers.
Can I tell you something?
Still am.
You haven't changed.
Yeah, I know. But she said
I called you Cliff Clavin.
She said I was lackadaisical. I think that was the word, lackadaisical. I was like, that's not a real word. And then I looked it up. It's like, oh, it is a real word.
Oh, it is. Oh, well.
But it's not fair because most of them aren't real. And then when they are, it's just like in a. It's just
it throws you off.
It does. It does.
You're a lollygagger. Yeah. You lollygag after this. You lollygag doing this.
But he said, "I've heard." You know, that's in Stripes, right? That's Stripes.
Stripes. Oh my God.
No lollygag. No, 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 no. God, what?
Come on. Come on now.
Oh, fudge. What is that from?
Oh,
you lollygag over here.
You live in the damn state.
Oh, God. Oh, is it a sport movie? It's a sport movie.
It's a sport movie.
Bull Durham?
It is Bull Durham. Okay. Thank you. Stripes was when he goes, I've noticed something. You're always last. I'm pacing myself, sir. I haven't seen Stripes forever. I should watch that.
I think it's on Netflix or something.
I'm sure it is.
But that's not even here and there. We're here to talk about TV shows for Jane Jack TV. So Action Jackson, why don't you kick us off here for our five shows to talk about?
I will start with the number one show that I have on my list.
It's also the first show.
First show. I had 11-22-63, but you took it. So I had to change. But no, I forgot about this show. But I saw the pilot at Comic-Con, loved it. First two episodes were pretty good after that. And then it kind of hit a dry spell, but now it's come back strong. And it's Lucifer.
Nice.
It's on Fox, right?
Yes, that is a Fox show.
Fox show. I love this show. It's got comedy to it. It's got, you know, he's always going on about, well, last week he was getting up. He's always, because he's got daddy issues, because, you know, God's his dad. Lucifer is he's the devil, and if you haven't seen it yet, he's trying to go mainstream. He's left hell. He can't take it anymore, and he lives amongst us. And he was talking to this girl, and he's kind of hitting on this girl and stuff like that. He's tasting this strawberry, and she goes, the strawberry. She goes, oh my God, this is so good. Oh, and he takes it. He goes, we were having such a good conversation until you brought up his name. Because he's anti-God. Then he goes,
yeah.
If someone's having sex, they say, oh God. He goes, oh, always got to bring up him. So it's hilarious. It's a cop show. But I was a little worried in the beginning because I said, okay, how is he going to always be on the case? How is they going to work this out? Well, he eventually, like the fourth episode, they figure out how to get him always on. He's actually working for the police now as a consultant. So that's how they worked it into there. But I love the show. If you haven't seen it, it's on Monday nights on FX. It's entertaining. It's not Shakespeare, but it has some really dark moments because it's about the devil. And I enjoy it. It's funny, entertaining, and I suggest you watch it.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. My number one.
Have you seen it at all?
No, Colleen watches it, so I've kind of come in the living room while she's watched it a few times, but I don't.
Plus, he has the best car on TV. It's a tough choice.
What kind of car is it?
Best car on TV. It's a classic Corvette.
What year?
1960, probably early 60s.
So it's not like the 50s style one? It's like the Stingray kind of?
It's the classic. It's not the Stingray. It's a Corvette. It's convertible.
So, no, the one with the two round headlights and then the white kind of swoop on red? Like a 58 or 59?
Yeah, 58, 59. It's a beautiful car. That's all I got to say. It's almost like Daniel Day Kim's character on Hawaii Five-O. He has the classic Mustang. So it's tough for me. I look and I go, ooh, which one would I rather have?
I would go. I would go 58 Corvette, hands down.
You know how I am about the classic Mustang, though.
I know, but like just the 58 Corvette is a thing of beauty.
It is. This is a beautiful car. I'm not kidding. It's a car. It's one of those cars you look at and go, it has character. It has, you know. But the classic Mustang too is you look at that and you go, it's a tough choice.
I like the Mustang, but to me the Mustang's like a mass.
I don't even have a car right now. So any car would be nice to me. Give me a Volkswagen Bug. I'd be like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Actually, like a nicely done Volkswagen Bug convertible would be a cool, like a vintage.
If it was gray and had number 51 on it, that'd be cool.
Herbie Lovebug's white, isn't it?
Isn't it gray?
No, it's white with like a gray top, like convertible kind of top thing, and then blue and red stripe, I think.
I was just talking about the movie today.
Yeah, Herbie's white.
Is it white?
I'll take your word for it. Where'd I get gray?
It has like a little gray top, like a convertible type thing.
It is number 51, right?
No, it's 53.
50. Oh, Trevor Hoffman was 51.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Confused my bugs there. But no, Lucifer, check it out.
Well, there you go. My number one is a show that I've recently really gotten into. And I talked about it on the Binge Watch show. But Bob's Burgers.
I love Bob's Burgers.
Really funny show. Really smart. A lot of fresh ideas in a comedy type show.
Are the buns fresh?
I don't know. It's a cartoon, so as
we
fresh
said
as...
fresh. So I'm thinking.
I guess I don't know.
Well, you said it's fresh. From my first thought was buns. Are they fresh?
Mm.
No?
No. I mean, I get the joke. It's just not a very good joke.
It's not a joke. I'm being serious. I'm asked. It's Bob's Burgers.
Are the buns fresh? Yes. But how? It's a cartoon. How would I know if the buns are fresh?
It's realistic. It's realistic.
Oh, my God. No. It's a really funny show. The characters are really funny. The voice actors are really good. I watched the current season caught up with it. And it kind of, I was catching up on Family Guy, and then Hulu kind of just moved on to Bob's Burgers, watched the episode, it was about a couch, loved it, and then went back and watched the whole, on season 3 currently on Netflix. But really, really funny show. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. So that's my number one.
You're great.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. You were kind of breaking up there for a second, okay. But now I can hear you.
Very good. Very good.
Maybe I was just not listening to you. That could have been it, too.
Either or is a great, good possibility.
Yeah, that's the Corvette.
Yeah.
But it's a black one.
Oh, so I would go red all the way. I'm a red car guy.
Actually, on Daniel A. Kim's Mustang on Hawaii Five-O is red with white stripes. It's sweet. But this, I go with red, but the black one, it's a nice looking car. Anyway, we're getting off topic here. My number two is the Flash. You still haven't watched Flash, have you?
No. I heard recently, there because Colleen watches it, and she said the most recent kind of time travel episode was a little kind of game-changing, possibly.
Well, I only watched like 20 because I started watching it, and I shouldn't have because I was really tired, and I was kind of dozing off while watching it, so now I haven't finished yet, so don't spoil me.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't spoil you. Sorry.
But anyway, so I'm watching The Flash. The only thing that bothers me about The Flash, I talked about this a little bit on the Walking Dead podcast, because he starts out, he's, I'm Barry Allen. Mm-hmm. I am the fastest man alive. But not when he's talking. He's just very slow. It's really slow delivery and just, anyway.
I think that's fair.
It's a great show. It's always evolving. They had a new character they added was it last season, this season. I didn't like him at first. I didn't like the storyline. It's his, I don't want to spoil anyone who hadn't seen it, but they've kind of pushed him away. He's not really the main focus. His storylines, he's there, but he's not like, it's not, he's not irritating me anymore. Should I say that?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. But I love The Flash. I remember at Comic-Con, I was like, eh. I watched it twice, went, eh. And I love it. I look forward to it every week.
What
on CW.
What changed from the... Because I saw the Comic-Con. It was just kind of... It seemed like another cheesy, kind of teeny bopper CW show.
It was, to me, it was that. But when you watch it, it's smart. It's not your 70s. I thought it was going to be like a 70s style, you know. Because some of the stuff in the pilot is stupid. You know, we've talked about before where she gets her laptop stolen and, you know... Why does she have her laptop at this event anyway? It has all her important.
Yeah, it was her school thesis. Right,
exactly. It was just the pilot wasn't very good, but I stuck with it, and it really grew on me. I it's probably a show I normally wouldn't have watched, but I love it. I think it's a great. It has comedy in it. It has, like I said, it has mystery. It has things you're trying to figure out, so you're constantly having to think too. It's not a stupid show. It's not like, you know, I don't know, Superman, where, you know, Clark Kent looks the same as he does as Superman. So I'm talking about the 50s TV show Superman, well, which I loved as a kid. Watched.
Well, I think it's the problem you have with any Superman. It's like they look, it's just the glasses doesn't simply. But I think what the way Christopher Reeve portrayed Clark Kent is like a bumbling kind of goof. At least helped to differentiate it a little bit more, right?
Because George Reeve, the TV show was, he was very straightforward, and his character was very Superman. There was no difference. Superman was Clark Kent. Clark Kent was Superman.
And then, but Christopher Reeve, Jimmy
could never figure it out. Yeah, he was a bumbling, you know, nerd type guy.
Yeah, which was great. And then you have Henry Cavill,
but maybe
Superman,
that's how he doesn't care. The what?
You have Henry Cavill Superman or Clark Kent, where it doesn't matter. Okay. My review of Batman versus Superman will happen on the live hangout show.
Okay, but The Flash is excellent. If you haven't seen it, I think it's third season, second season, must be third season, second season, whatever it is. Go catch up on it and watch it. It's excellent. And it's easy too. It's not the episodes flow by. It's not like you're looking at your clock. Still have 25 minutes left. Come on.
Ah, that's good. That's always good with a TV show. My number two is the probably one of the best. I know we've said before, but arguably top three comedies on TV right now. Black-ish.
Oh yeah.
Just gets funnier and funnier. I think I've seen the most recent episode.
You see the one where the
black
coat?
Nanny was hilarious.
Oh, Black Nanny was hilarious. I can hear you. Acoustics.
What movie was she in, by the way?
Oh, she was in a lot of stuff.
Okay, with maybe her most famous, probably.
Who was she in with?
I would spoil it.
I can't. We were watching. I go. Okay. She's in a lot of stuff.
Okay. Anna Faris.
Oh, she's in the scary movies, right?
Scary movie. You are right.
Yeah, that's where I've seen her before. hilarious. But that was funny. Black Nanny was funny. and Rainbow, she was doing her hair and all naked. Yeah. Ah, it was funny. But the best one was the one where the basketball, he was playing basketball and he wanted, yes, to do a travel basketball league, and how it is and how the parents are. And that's how it is in sports with kids. That's why it made it so funny.
Because you've lived it.
I've lived it. I've seen it. I know how parents are. So you
probably identified most with Junior, who is the ref.
Actually, no, I dealt more with it as the coach. Because everyone thinks their kid is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, hey, your kid's lucky to be on the team. That's what you're thinking inside. You can't say that. That's what you think. But I like Junior when he threw him out of the game. He threw his dad out. But, oh, can you wait for me? You're my ride home. And Junior's collecting referee cards. That was fun. It's so funny. Again, I know people have seen the pilot and stopped watching it after that.
Well, the pilot was all right.
But this show is just hilarious.
And Wanda Sykes kind of seems to be fitting in a little bit more now.
They're finally giving her room to where she can do a little more.
Yeah.
And so I think this last week was the best she was.
Yeah, agreed.
Or the last episode, I think she's finally hitting her, you know.
Hitting her stride.
Hitting her stride.
All right, that is my number two. What is your number two? Or actually, your number three. Sorry,
my number three is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I didn't watch the show. People kept telling me, you need to watch the show. You need to watch the show. I'm like, don't tell me what I have to do. I watch it, and I'm on season four right now. It is... I don't think there's an episode I haven't laughed at. I mean, there's episodes where I
cringe. Where are you at right now? Like, have you seen Dayman?
Dayman, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm like four episodes into season four.
Maybe Dayman's episode in that season. It's hilarious.
But
the soul troll. No. Okay. Maybe you haven't.
I did the one where they thought they were stealing Frank's meat. And then he switched out and said they were eating human meat, and then they had to go find a human to try to eat because the meat was so good. It's Charlie and what's her name, the girl, D. And I go, this is it's such a, the show is so. And then they were the other two guys were hunting people.
So the one I was talking about, it's called The Night Man Cometh, and that's a season four finale.
Because the last one I saw, they were buying gasoline. They were trying to get rich. They were going to buy gasoline and store it, and then when the price went up, sell it to people. And they tried to go get a loan. They go, do we have to sleep with you to get the loan? And Charlie was, what's my job? You're the wild card. So he starts saying, no, that's what a wild card does. That's what a wild card does. And it's so bad. It's so crude, and it's so on PC, but it is so funny. It's hilarious. So everyone that bugged me all these years to watch it, you're right. I was wrong.
have they done any Lethal Weapon sequels yet?
They did something Lethal Weapons, I thought.
Okay, maybe
They've done some gun things, and they're just so, it's just so wrong. It's terrible, but it's so funny. I think that's what makes it funny, because it's stuff you like going, oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm laughing. And of course my wife gets mad. What are you doing? I go, watching TV. It's funny. Sorry. Go back to bed. This is not the husband you're looking for.
Move along.
Yes. Move along. Nothing to see here.
All right. My number three, actually going to switch out. I had Goldberg, so I'm going to switch it out for a show I think is funnier, is The Grinder. Oh, wait. Was that one of yours? Did I take one of yours?
No, you did not take one of mine.
Okay. The Grinder is my number three.
The Grinder? Why is it they show an episode, then we don't see it for another month? Are they trying to kill this show?
It's Fox. It's what they do.
I'm this close to filing a protest.
I get it. But in a Hulu kind of streaming world, like, it's not the end of the world. I just watch other shows, and whenever it pops up, then I watch it.
But it's going to kill the momentum, because some people don't do that. Some people go, I lose interest in it. And how do you keep momentum going when it's on every 3 weeks? It's like when Lost that one year or the second season. Yeah. they'd show it, not show it for four. You can't keep your momentum going.
But I feel like viewing habits have changed at least a little bit in the sense that, I mean, I don't know. You're probably right, but I feel like
I think it has changed. But I think you, because I do the same thing. I don't even we record it, but I just it's new on Hulu, and I'll watch it because my wife and I both watch it, and I get so frustrated. I go, what? It's not new again? What are they waiting for? And I keep looking on renewed and canceled, renewed, canceled, and it's nothing yet.
I mean, they've had a fairly decent amount of, like, what, 14 episodes, 15 episodes?
Something like that.
So, I mean, they've done a decent amount of episodes.
But it was bang, 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 bang. Look forward to it. It's like if you got chocolate cake every day, and then finally someone said, no, you know, Jay, chocolate cake is going to kill you. You can't eat chocolate cake anymore. And you go, but I like chocolate cake. Oh, you like vanilla cake. You like the, because you're like the racist. So you like the white cake. So if you had white cake every day and you loved the white cake and they took that away, would you say, where's my white cake? Where's my white cake? And then eventually you just say, you know what? I got weaned off the white cake. I don't need cake anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the grinder.
I hope not. Again, it's a funny show.
The defense room.
But it's so like, I don't know, it's just so funny how
it's hilarious.
Rob Lowe's character is a former he plays this like over the top kind of CBS dramedy, not dramedy but drama, courtroom drama where he's
right.
A lawyer, and but guy just plays into all those stereotypes that kind of was it Robert Caruso, what's his name,
David Caruso. Robert Caruso is the Robinson Crusoe, which
probably Robinson Crusoe, yeah. But like, you know, he has the
glasses. Yes.
But yeah, it's
But you know, Robert really Rob Lowe could be considered a sex symbol. I don't get the David Crusoe sex symbol.
I agree.
And if you listen, David, I apologize. Nothing personal.
So you hate gingers too, is what you're saying?
No, I don't hate him at all. I don't see sex symbol when I look at David Crusoe. He was the sex symbol. I go, okay, fine. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to protest, but I've never gotten it. I don't get it. I've never seen a woman go, oh my God, that David Caruso. Oh my God.
It's like when you search like David Caruso, like the third thing is sunglasses.
Yeah. And who am I? He was on First Blood. Who am I to make fun of him? I don't know.
Who was he in First Blood again?
He's in First Blood, yeah.
What is he
playing? Can't you see? He's not all there. He's not right. What are you doing? Shut up. Well, you're making him mad. Stop doing that. That was David. And he didn't have sunglasses then, so his acting was a little off.
Uh-huh.
But he is in First Blood.
I did not know that.
You did? Yeah, I remember the scene.
Well, I just looked it up. Yep. First Blood.
You didn't believe me?
An Officer and a Gentleman, Blue City, Thief of Hearts, China Girl.
You didn't believe me.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
God. Why would I lie about that? I don't remember the scene.
Because he's on a lot of cop shows. So he's on Hill Street Blues.
Yeah. I remember Hill Street Blues. He played the Irish gangster.
Yeah. Shamrock leader.
The Shamrock. Because you look at these gangs back in Hill. And I loved Hill Street Blues. But you look at these gangs and you got to go, okay, really? This is like from the Warriors. They were just like the Shamrock guys, and he's like, "Hey, we're the Shamrock guys."
He was also on Chips.
Who wasn't? Who else wasn't on? I mean, everyone was on Chips.
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker. Heather Locklear, great actress.
Let's see.
But David Caruso is old, is what you're saying. He's old.
Yeah, he's been around. He's been around a little while. Did 232 episodes of CSI Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch one of them.
Neither did I. But that's the kind of show that I would think that it kind of makes fun of.
I think it does. I think you're correct.
Wait, so he did like one season of NYPD Blue?
Yeah. He quit. Well, he wanted more money or something like that. And that's when they brought on Jimmy Smits or whoever they brought in. I never watched that show either. I was kind of burning out on the cop shows for a while. I had to take a break.
Yeah. Oh, first two seasons. Okay. Season one.
I think he wanted more money because his sunglasses were not. he wanted better sun. He wanted to go to Sunglass Hut. And they said no. You go to Pick and Save like everybody else.
Well, either way, he's done well for himself.
Yeah.
But either way, Grindr, good. Check it out. My number three. What's your number four?
My number four is Vinyl. HBO's Vinyl.
So how is it? It's a show that was highly touted and just didn't do too well.
Well, I think the reason it didn't do well is because the pilot is 2 hours long, and it takes a long time to get going.
For a Scorsese thing, that seems like, you know, unlikely.
It's Mick Jagger's involved with it. Scorsese's involved in it.
But he didn't direct it. Scorsese didn't direct it.
No, I think his eyebrows got in his way. And I'm kidding, if you're listening, Martin. It started out really slow, but it has Olivia Wilde in it. It has a pretty good crew in it. James Jagger, Mick's son, is in it.
Oh, so was it just like a thing, just get his son an acting gig?
Well, it's a stretch. He plays a singer. But no, he's actually pretty good in it. But yeah, Bobby Cannavale. He's in it. He's been in lots of things. You don't know who he is, do you?
Doesn't sound familiar, but...
He was in Boardwalk Empire.
Didn't watch it.
Modern Family.
I did watch it. Who's he on that? On Modern
Family? Coldface. Modern Family. He was he's in Blue Bloods. That's a show I felt bad. He was Lewis, and he plays the clown. He's the other clown.
Okay. That's Mick Jagger's son?
No, that's Bobby Cannavale.
Oh, okay.
Mick Jagger's son is only, I think, probably been in this. That's what I'm guessing. James Jagger. Holy, I'm wrong. He's been in Gangsters. He's filming Gangsters. Filming from 2011. Gangster Kittens. What happened to that one? Did you run out of money?
That's in development hell.
The cats keep growing. We can't find another cat that looks like this cat. Damn. We didn't think this one out.
What if we paint the cat to look like you?
Can we CGI the cat? We don't have the money. Oh, my gosh.
So you said it's gotten better since the pilot?
Yeah, we finished the third episode. It's excellent.
Has it gotten better, or did you just like at least spend enough time with the characters so you at least care enough about the characters?
No, it's Ray Romano's in it. He plays a serious part in there. It's actually gotten really. It does flashbacks. It does flash forwards. It's about 1973. They talk about if you've listened to any kind of Led Zeppelin, Jethro Tull, all kinds of music they talk about. It actually gives you behind the scenes how the music industry, I'm assuming, used to work. Maybe it still works that way, but how the record producers got all the money and the other guys really got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And used to say that all the time.
I did,
but it's quite fascinating.
I don't know if I need to watch it though, because I already lived that life. You know, I was in a band for a little while.
So. Yeah, you were in a band down by the river.
Yeah.
I said you'd like it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get through like a 2 hour pilot. You know,
it is long. I said, because we started watching, I go, wait a minute, because we said we're gonna watch a movie, and I said, I don't know if I can sit through 2 hours of a movie. Kind of tired. So we were going to watch that movie you watched on this. Big Short?
Yeah, the Big Short.
How everything started in the 70s and all that stuff like that. I said, why don't we save that? Because I'm kind of tired. I don't know if I can sit through 2 hours of a movie if it's not any good or something. We wanted to watch that Vinyl. Let's watch the Vinyl. So we're about halfway through. I go, how long is this thing? I go, this is 2 hours long? So.
Come on, man.
I pushed through it and said, okay, I'll do it. But if I wouldn't know it was 2 hours, I would have rented The Big Short.
Big Short, I think, would be a better use of your 2 hours, but.
Well, you think The Big Short would be a shorter movie. Or is it big or is it short? But no, I say give Vinyl a chance. You would like it because it's music. I still think you would have done a good job podcasting about it because you understand the inner work. Since you were in a band, you understand the inner workings of the music industry.
Yes.
It's like me in writing.
Yes.
As a writer, I know, the inner workings. I go, lazy writing.
But in all fairness, I feel like my band was very, it wasn't a very good band. We didn't do that much, but I feel like I had a little bit more than your writing career.
Did you my career's not over yet. You've given up on your music career.
I haven't given it up. I just haven't been pursuing it.
Okay, you haven't been pursuing it. My writing career still could take off. You don't know.
So could my music career.
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think, because you've lost the edge. You've lost the desire. You got to be hungry to want it.
That's true.
And you're like, I'm pretty full.
Yeah, it's like, I got a nice house, beautiful wife, beautiful kid. What are we?
Sure, she stalks me, but but that would be perfect now. When you're on the road, she could stalk you on the road.
Yeah, it's true.
What town are you in? I'm in Detroit. No, you're not. You're in Lansing.
I'm on the way to Detroit. Come on.
Detroit. Detroit City and a motor rock. As a writer, though, I still have that hunger. I still haven't gotten to the mountaintop yet. There's my church talk. My mountaintop. So I'm still hungry, even though I need to work on it. I go.
All right, what would you give this TV show? Like, what would you compare it to? Is it better than this, but not as good as this? What would you put?
As far as an HBO show.
Yeah, like a cable type show. So that can include like AMC shows and stuff like that. But what, like, better than, but less than? What would you put it between?
I would say it's tough. I mean, it's nowhere near Boardwalk Empire.
Uh huh.
It's no Sopranos. But again, I'm only on the third episode. It's got a great cast. The acting's great. Got some comedy to it.
All right, what's it better than?
Trying to think of a show that I really can't. For a scale of 1 to 5, I'd give it a 3.
But that, no, you gotta say, what is it better than? Scale, you can give an arbitrary number.
It's better than The Killing.
So that's not that good.
some people love The Killing.
That's like a 2 at best.
It's better than Turn. Did they cancel Turn? Did it not come back?
That's not giving it that much of high praise.
Okay, it's better than season 3 of Homeland.
But you're not instilling confidence in me. This is a great show.
It's not. I didn't say it's a great show. I said it's really grown on me. I really got into it. It's God, I don't know. I can't think. I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of anything that's better than. I said The Killing. It's better than. I don't know. I can't. On my list, it's probably 5th on my list of shows. Of the shows. But I do enjoy watching it.
All right. That's fair.
It's better than Quantico.
I'll give out my number 4 is better. I'm going to guess better than Vinyl. It's 11/22/63 on Hulu, and it's actually the show that was picked for last month's Patron's Choice show.
And we should probably say this is. Are we going to talk spoilers here?
I guess a little bit.
John Kennedy dies.
I don't know that yet. Does he?
That's true. We don't know, do we?
Yeah, but in this timeline, we don't know if he made the whatever.
Is he doing it all wrong though?
I don't know.
How far are you at?
I don't think I've seen the most recent one.
Because you can watch it Sunday night at 12:01. It's on Hulu. It comes out every Monday.
Yeah.
I go after midnight. I go, that's up. Yes. This would be an excellent binge show because it's one of those shows you have to watch the next episode, but not Hulu. No, we got to drag it out.
And yeah, the last one,
I'm like going, come on.
Yeah, the dragging it out is a pain. I wish it was bingeable. And we'll do a binge watch to kind of wrap up the last 5. The Patron's Choice did the first 5. No, just a really good show. Great mystery. I really like the love story between the Franco
Sadie
and the girl.
Frank and Sadie.
Or Jake is his name, but Jake. James Franco's character. But yeah, just a really good show. A lot of
I love her on the show.
Yeah, there's good secondary characters. Like the secondary actors are really good. They do a really good job.
Nick Searcy's character Deke, which is the second time he's played Deke in a show. I mentioned it, and someone tweeted him the other day about it. I go, oh sure, it's still what I had said. But he's great in it.
Yeah, he is.
It's just an excellent show, and I can't tell you what happened because there's things you.
Yeah, don't spoil me.
Fine, but I can't wait for the. But there's just a scene that you walk into, like, there's no way today. There's no way today that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
How Oswald brings the gun into the Book Depository building, allegedly. The way he's carrying it, it looks, it's in a brown paper bag, but it's like, it's wrapped in brown paper, but come on.
It's slung over his shoulder.
It's not a broom he's carrying. Oh, wait, the president's coming this way? Yeah, go ahead and take that broom in there. You're good.
Oh, man.
You're good. But once you see the end, I'll tell you, to me...
Well, I don't want to hear it.
Saying for TV drama, how they're building it up, but it's been a lot easier to stop him than what he's trying to do.
Fair enough. Well, I'll just have to see it when I see it, but definitely it's a good show, enjoying it, and if you haven't
If you haven't watched it, wait until Monday, and you can binge right through it. It's only 8 episodes.
Oh, it's only 8? I thought it was going to be 10.
No, it's 8.
Oh, that's easy.
This is the final episode coming up.
Oh, perfect.
That's it. We're done.
Then yeah, just wait.
But it's an interesting. It's that whole thing. What would happen if you? The premise is he goes back in time to kill Lee Harvey Oswald to save Kennedy because of all the things that had happened. It's like, what if you went back and killed Hitler? What would be the ramifications of that? What you think? How could it be any worse? I mean, you think killing Hitler would be like, okay, we killed Hitler, we saved
no brainer
millions of lives, but there'd be someone like. Well, you altered this.
But Jack, what's your number 5 here?
My number 5 is a show by your favorite actor. The next James Bond.
Ugh.
Damian Lewis. Billions with him and... why am I drawing a blank on him? Giamatti. Paul Giamatti. Is he getting a hair transplant? He looks like he has more hair.
Don't be jealous of somebody else's.
I'm not saying progress. It once gets more hair. This show is excellent. It's not for everybody because it's more storytelling than action and drama. I mean, action, stuff. But I thought I really like Billions. It's on Showtime, but I also think you can get it on Hulu. I think maybe. No, you can get the pilot on Hulu, but it's a show I think you would like, Jay. It's got a lot going on for it, a lot of insights. It's all about the whole insider trading thing, which I think you're involved in. And it's just a fun show.
Me.
Well, you gave up your music career to be an inside trader.
Yeah, it's true, very true.
Which I might do if the writing career doesn't take off. I'm not there because I haven't. Why go down the dark road when your dream is still there?
It's true. It's very
still
true.
In front of you. You still get that, but no, yeah. Billions, I enjoy it. I like. I'm an episode behind, but I'm enjoying it. Okay. Great! It's fantastic acting.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I know. You rag on Damian Lewis, but he's a fantastic.
No, he is. He's a fantastic actor.
Paul Giamatti is an excellent actor.
It's my thing. Is just how much you love him. It's like over the top. It's like, okay, he's good. He's not that good.
He's a fantastic actor.
He is. He's very good. But
what do you mean very good? He's outstanding. In fact, I was trying to get him in the series I'm working on, but I think the James Bond thing's going to take up too much of his time.
Jeez Louise. All right. My number 5 is Fixer Upper on HGTV.
Which one's that?
With Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Chip and Joanna Gaines, yeah.
Chip
eat a bug on this one? He eats the craziest things.
Like, I follow them on Instagram now. I think they're just really fun. And I like how they just take a house that just looks miserable and turn it into like a really, really beautiful place. So it's if you like these kind of shows, I think this is one of the better ones that's on TV. Like a home improvement type show. Really like it. Like what they do with the houses, like how they change it. So.
There's a show on your mom was watching yesterday. I don't know what it's called, but they're buying this. It was this couple. They had a $700,000 budget, and the house they were looking at needed a lot of work. It was like a 3-story thing, had a basement, 2 other stories, had the garage had to be destroyed and stuff like that. And so I'm trying to go to sleep, but she's watching, so I'm watching it. And so they decided on this house because they have they figured, oh, we can put $150,000, it's $400,000 under our budget. We can make this. I go, okay, let's. I go, wait, where's the part where they? She goes, oh, they don't do that. They come back like a year later and show you what they've done. I go, what? I go, what a stupid show. Who cares what house they bought? I mean, am I right?
I agree.
Who's sitting there going, oh, great, I can't wait for a year to see how this turned out? I go, stupid. You just wasted 30 minutes of my life. I want it back. Because that's the whole point. You know, when you see this couple work on a house and what they do to the house, sometimes I go, oh, I like it. And other times you go, because I used to hate the barn door thing, that new sliding barn door thing. Now I like it.
It's cool. It's kind of neat.
So I want to do that to your mom's closet because, you know, she doesn't have a big closet. I said, well, you know, if we take out the door and how the door opens up, you could put shelves there if I put a barn door there. So you can make more room because I'm going to take out all the stupid, you know, they have this stupid wire stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it and build different shelves, different stuff in there. And I said, it would give you more room. And if I had a barn door on it, you could use the side, that wall, which now is useless because the door has to, you know, swing open. It would be perfect for you.
Nice.
So that's what I'm going to do. But I'm into the barn doors now. So I first saw the shows with the barn door. I think it was their show. I go, stupid barn doors. But now I love the show. I love the barn doors.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, it's now time for yays and mayonnaise as we close out this special episode of Jay and Jack TV. Jack, what's your first yay?
It's Vinyl on HBO. There's no show better. No, I'm going to say... I'm gonna go Lucifer. It's really, I really like Lucifer, so I'm gonna say Lucifer.
All right, my yay is gonna be Bob's Burgers. Hilarious show. Definitely check it out.
Okay, my latest, my just for this week only, last episode is The Walking Dead. Terrible. I threw out Lazy Writing. Someone, Mike said, oh, Jay's. I go, no, I'm standing behind it.
I stood behind my when I said
I'm not,
Lazy
I'm not gonna run and hide and say, oh, that's not what I really meant. I thought this was really lazy writing. Terrible. Yeah,
but, I guess you can't really say it.
I can't really say, but I just thought it was just... Well, we talked about it on the podcast. I didn't hide. I didn't... Because I've loved the season, but this last episode was just stupid.
How much longer can they, you know, get away with just kind of crappy episodes?
Well, this season's been pretty good. It's been really good, but they... I don't know. It was just... It was so predictable what was going on. Yeah. It was really, this is what we're doing. This, come on, boo, boo, boo. I also watched Rush Hour last night.
How was it?
It wasn't bad. He has a nice car, too. It was, I don't know how long we can get because what's the character on Rush Hour play? Not Jackie Chang's character. You know,
what is his name?
Chris Tucker. I don't know how
Chris Tucker.
Well, the Chris Tucker type character, I don't know how he's kind of obnoxious, so I don't know how we could. You know, Chris Tucker, you could deal with for an hour and a half. I don't know if I could go 13, 14, 16 weeks with this guy, but it was it was decent.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, it is what it is. It's on CBS, so it probably did 13, 14 million people.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. My nay. What am I going to make my nay? I don't really watch shows that I don't like, so.
My nay would have been that home improvement show I saw because they didn't really show the improvement part. But I don't know the name of it.
Nay, nay, nay. Nay, nay, nay.
What did you watch? Did you watch anything?
There's nothing that I watched that I didn't like. I'm going to say Vinyl. Vinyl's my nay.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
I don't know. I don't have a nay. There's nothing I didn't like.
My nay would have been Jurassic Park, the movie.
You really didn't like it. You kept watching it, so it couldn't have been that.
I mean, I watched it. I mean, it wasn't like...
Because you didn't have to keep watching it. We stopped halfway through it.
Well, I had to see how it ended.
So it wasn't that bad.
It just was... It didn't. This is another movie that didn't need to be made.
It made $2 billion.
I get it, but it's only making it. But see, as
$2 billion.
I'm as a creator, as someone who has creative juices. I'm not into it for the
baloney.
Money.
If somebody told you make $2 billion,
you'd be like, what's in it for me as the creator?
Two. It has to, billion.
I'm into stuff like, it has to be like Shakespearean. It can't be like crapola. Right. It was, I mean, it was all right. I mean, I was like, eh, it's a fun popcorn movie, but it had some
fun. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, it had some dumb lines in it.
Of course, but it's a dumb popcorn
movie.
She's
running around in high heels. Come on, really? The jungle? Come on.
You
really
watch Hawaii 5-0. That's a dumb popcorn TV show.
No, not compared to this one.
All right. Well, that's a good place to wrap this one up. Thank you again to all the patrons that make these shows possible. All the shows that we do, and this show podcast is a thanks to you. Thank you for voting for it. If you want to vote for next month's show, you can do so at our Patreon Facebook page, so you can vote there. Happy April Fools. Hopefully everybody had a great day. And for the people that contribute $15 or more, we're going to jump into our live hangout right now to do that at this very moment. So until next time, patrons, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.